SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. And his picks just keep on coming. Full speed ahead for President-elect Trump, filling key positions in his administration. He's named his choice for Pentagon chief.
Pete Hegseth is Mr. Trump's selection for Secretary of Defense. Hegseth is a co-host of Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends Weekend and has been a contributor with the network since 2014, where he developed a friendship with Trump, who made regular appearances on the show. Hegseth lacks senior military or national security experience. If confirmed by the Senate, he would inherit the top job during a series of global crises, ranging from Russia's war in Ukraine and the ongoing attacks in the Middle East by Iranian proxies and escalating worries about the growing alliance between Russia and North Korea. Trump has also chosen William McGinley as White House counsel and former Congressman John Ratliff as CIA director. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Mr. Trump's Department of Government Efficiency to be co-chaired by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Democrat Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania says he'd vote to confirm Senator Marco Rubio should Rubio be nominated for Secretary of State.
Fetterman was quick to speak out after news broke that Trump is expected to nominate Rubio to serve as his top diplomat. Fetterman writes on X, it's no surprise he has political differences with the Florida Republican, but that, quote, Rubio is a strong choice and I look forward to voting for his confirmation. Rubio's expected departure will temporarily reduce the Republican majority in the Senate until a temporary replacement is selected by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also, SRNNews.com, a federal employee has now been charged in the leak of classified documents assessing Israel's earlier plans to attack Iran. Two workers have died following an explosion at a food coloring manufacturing plant in Louisville, Kentucky. At least nine other people injured. Windows were blown out in nearby homes and businesses. On Wall Street this morning, a Dow futures down 92 points. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments are on hold in Louisiana.
The state has a law that requires all public schools post the Decalogue in every classroom, but a federal judge has suspended the legislation while a challenge plays out in court. The American Civil Liberties Union is representing a group of families who believe the Ten Commandments law is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. The commandments were to be displayed along with the Mayflower Compact and other documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians around the world is at a peak that many have no precedent, that may have no precedent in modern history. However, the faith continues to spread. The Pew Research Center projects that by the year 2060, there will be 34% more Christians on earth than there were in 2015. Experts say that most of that increase will come in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, shifting the center of Christianity to the global south. Africa and Asia also regions where the persecution of believers is the strongest. This is SRN News. A group of hackers, thought to be sponsored by Communist China, has compromised two websites with ties to the Tibetan community.
It's an attack meant to install malware on users' computers. The cybersecurity firm InSig Group says the hack of the two websites appears geared toward obtaining access to the computers of people visiting to obtain information on them and their activities. Chinese authorities have consistently denied any form of state-sponsored hacking, saying China itself is a major target of cyber attacks.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Several international airlines have canceled flights to and from Indonesia's tourist island of Bali. The action results from an ongoing volcanic eruption. Many frustrated travelers find themselves stranded at airports, not exactly the vacation getaway they had been expecting. More details at SRNNews.com.